This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Wednesday, October the 29th. So are investors accepting the end of US central bank stimulus? I asked Doug McIntyre at the New York financial website, 24/7 Wall Street.
There was a big sell-off, and then for some reason it occurred to traders that it wasn't that bad, and the markets ended down very fractionally.
Okay, so why would they sell off initially then? Is this a fear that there's going to be no more of this artificial life support, this funny money, if you like?
I think that there's a fear that you start to lose some liquidity and that that tends to hurt stock prices. I don't know that that theory is true, but it's certainly prevalent among traders. So, yes, it got hurt by the worry that less money in the market meant the stock market might not do as well.
So presumably the thought behind this is that the central bank in America thinks the economy is now strong enough not to rely on this artificial support. Do investors agree? Do you agree?
I think that that's right. And I think that the more money you put into the economy, sort of the harder it is to take people off the drugs. So I do think that there was a point at which they say, look, we have to get rid of this. It may cause a shock temporarily, but a normal economy does not have to enjoy this kind of support. Now, as you know, in Europe, that decision has not been made, and because Europe is weak, it may not be made for years.
Yes, because in Europe, there is talk that the central bank there may end up having to do something similar itself.
It may end up having to do something similar to what was done in the United States for quite a while, because there's now a lot of anxiety that that Europe is beginning to fall apart.
Doug McIntyre. Well, the Dow finished the day down a fifth of a percent at 16,974. London's main share index, though, that was up 0.8% at 6,453. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.